just say, I'm not sure what's in it for listeners listening to us get something. I feel like there's a bit like...
It's the suspense, you know.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, thank you for checking us out. Here we are with episode 26 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with Gary and Chelsea.
And we opened up the hump day hump line again this week.
I just want people to realise, although it sounds a bit negative, the hump line is far from that. People, yes, they are getting the hump about things and they are telling us about that, but we're helping to share it, and a problem shared is a problem halved. Not only that, but sometimes we have some advice as well. So the hump line incoming, it'll make you smile.
We also had a few cat hacks.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's not as brutal as it sounds. This is handy stuff for you if you've got a problem with the neighbour's cats.
Things got heated when we talked about trolleyed and nosh.
I can't even remember what that was about.
And we did have a giggle to some dad jokes.
I do remember those. You knew a lot of dad jokes. I was impressed with your dad joke knowledge, considering...
Thank you.
Because you're not a dad. I'm correct
no,
in saying that.
No, not yet.
No. Okay. So in that case, excellent work. And I think they'll put a smile on your face. Anyway, it's all coming up, that and more, in this edition of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet Podcast, episode 26.
Monstrous Feet, Nosh and Wackadoodle.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I've got quite out by another hack. The hat. I can't resist the life hack. I would think, well, that sounds quite a good answer. So this is a life hack. If you have a problem with people's cats coming into your garden, you haven't got your own cat, cats come into your garden and they do their business.
Apparently, naughty kitties.
Apparently... And this doesn't harm them in any way. They just don't like it.
Yeah.
Citrus fruit. They don't like citrus fruit. So if you put orange peel out and about, they won't go there. Now, that does, of course, mean downside to this brilliant hack.
Yeah.
That you've got orange peel all over your garden. So
I'm not sure which is worse.
No, I'm not really. I might put up with the occasional poop.
The occasional poop.
And plus, oranges aren't cheap.
They're not, actually. And... I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but they're not consistent. So if you're buying a lot of oranges and then you're just getting a lot of disappointment, because if they're not sweet oranges, you're just left with sad oranges and peel.
I don't know whether the cats would care so much about that. That's not the issue I have. But anyway, cat hack, just...
orange peel.
Ruin your garden. Great.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We're all very excited because, well, why?
Well, we've got a parcel. Okay. I've got a text in Tough Hour saying that there was a parcel left for us in reception. I've got it here. It's quite big.
Right.
Like, it's...
Let me have a look.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Oh, shoebox. It's shoebox size. Okay.
I don't think it's fancier than a shoebox, though. It's sort of...
I feel like it's one of those slow-release lids. Do you know what I mean?
Slow-release lid.
It's quite heavy.
Yeah. That was just you knocking on the side. How did that show?
It was the box. I could see it.
Can I just say, I'm not sure what's in it for listeners listening to us get something. I feel like there's a bit like...
It's the suspense, you know.
Is that what it is?
They want to know what it is. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And part of me thinks, well, we got something for free, so I don't really care. So let's just... you open it.
Okay.
You describe what's going on, because I can't see the screens and things in the way. Okay. You've got to describe what's going on.
It's a slow release. There's a note, everyone. There's a note.
It's orange paper.
Orange paper.
It's very bright orange as well.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. To Chelsea, Gary and Lucy. Oh. I heard the other day that Chelsea went on holiday and didn't bring you any gifts back.
Yeah.
Why am I being outed from the get-go here?
Yeah, no, I like it.
Someone obviously feels sorry for
us. Yeah, absolutely.
So I decided to get you a gift from my holiday to Turkey.
Oh.
It's traditional Turkish delight, which is perfect for Lucy because it's veggie and vegan friendly.
Yes. Oh, nice.
And some peach Turkish tea. Add a crystal to enhance the flavour. It's supposed to be good for headaches, which I've heard radio presenters get quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But guess who it's from?
A loving listener.
Helen, my mum.
Thank you, Helen.
I've been outed.
Yay, thank you, Helen.
By my own mum.
Okay.
She's a better co-host.
At least one of the little families thinking of us.
Yeah,
one of us cares.
One of any of our families.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I just want you to respond with a noise.
Yeah.
To these various bits of slang.
Oh, no.
This is what, well, no, it, you might go, oh, you might be like, all right with it.
Okay.
You might not. These are the most annoying slang words, apparently.
Hit me.
For food. Nosh. No.
No. Right. Nosh.
Yeah. Oh, it's top nosh, that.
No. It just makes me think of, like, a warthog. Like, nosh, 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 nosh.
Have you ever seen a warthog? Because I'm thinking you haven't. Apart from maybe in Lion King.
I'm thinking of the Lion King one, Pumbaa.
I don't think he goes... Does he go nosh, nosh, nosh like that?
I think if he's on his own...
No, he doesn't.
I think he noshes.
Okay, how about this for drunk? Trollied.
Oh, I like trollied.
Okay.
I like trollied. That's cute.
You like trollied or you like being trollied? Just to check.
I was trollied on the weekend.
I'm not even sure about this morning. How about, for something that's not very nice,
yeah.
Minging.
Ming. Oh, I know everyone hates it, but I love it.
You love that's minging.
Yeah, it just feels so good to say. And you don't enunciate any of it, so it's just, that's minging. It all blurs into one.
Well, it does if you're also trolled.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
And a big thank you to Chelsea's mum, who... thought of us when you forgot us. You went away, didn't bring anything back for us. Your mum, though, heard that I was a bit disgruntled and has sent something from a trip from Turkey. So we've got Turkish light,
from afar.
Turkish tea and glasses and everything to drink the tea out of.
So excited.
Thank you, Mum, a little. Thank you very much indeed. And I just want to put it out there, if you're lucky enough to be going on a summer holiday, don't forget your number one KMFM breakfast show team.
We like souvenirs, postcards.
We like souvenirs.
Anything edible.
Mostly edible, yeah. The edible, put that top of the list. We will accept foreign currency.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
We'll any kind of bribe, we will take.
More bribes, the better.
Yeah, and if you buy us something, we might give you a shout. Might.
We'll think about it.
We'll think about it. Depends how good the present is. Okay, just, you know, some people go away on holiday, hardly think about their local radio presenters.
We're always at the bottom of the list.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Well done, dads. Dads of Kent, for keeping the laughs coming with your dad jokes. Come up with the top three. These are the funniest of all time. So brace yourself.
Okay.
Third place. Why did the man fall down the well? Because he couldn't see that well.
Go on.
Which days are the strongest? This is at number two. Saturday and Sunday. The rest are weekdays.
Oh my goodness, I hate it. Come
number
on.
Number one. What do you call it when James Bond takes a bath?
Oh no, I know where this is going.
Come on then, have a guess.
Bubble 07.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And it's time now to do our new business feature, helping the businessmen and women of the county and the entrepreneurs get ahead of the game. Yes, it's time to tell you what's really important if you want to clinch a big deal and get that job. One in four executives say that they're more likely to make that big deal if they were given biscuits. Yes.
Biscuits are key.
Biscuits on a plate at a business meeting will cinch the deal for you. Custard creams, flapjacks, chocolate bourbons, and at number one, shortbread are the biscuits to go for. If you're thinking of dunking in front of a potential client or business partner or whatever, don't. No.
Never.
No,
never
don't
do it.
No dunking. Dunking in private.
No public
dunking.
That's
your own business. Public dunking is a thing of the past. Let's leave it there in the history books. And if you're going for a fourth biscuit, forget it. Put it back. Three is your limit, okay?
Only three.
Three shortbread, no dunking, and you won't be fired.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It's hump day, so the hump day hump line is open. Just to get something off your chest. What's giving you the hump? Let us know. Problem shared is a problem halved.
Stacey in Maidstone ants have given her the hump.
Oh.
They've invaded the kitchen.
Oh, no.
And they even took a nice bath in her cup of coffee this morning.
Oh, that's like a jacuzzi for ants. They're going to be sitting around saying to each other, come on, we'll hit the treadmill in a minute. We'll give it 5 more minutes, guys.
5 more minutes. Cup of coffoozy.
Coffoozy. Oh, brilliant.
Hello.
Hello, it's KMFM here. Who is that there?
Oh, my goodness, it's Charlotte.
Oh, hello, Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte.
Whereabouts are you, Charlotte?
I am just on my way to work. I'm now in Tunbridge Wells. Basically, I woke up this morning, right?
Yeah.
And I go to make my normal coffee. Okay, I realise that my husband has been drinking from my coffee, even though he specifically doesn't like it. That's why I buy him his filtered one.
Oh, so what have you got? You got like regular of your granules?
You know, your bog standard granules. And then I check in the cupboard, he's got a full packet of his filtered one. Like some more like exotic short strong. I'm not a big fan of that.
No, I understand. I mean, I don't want to start bandying the word divorce around, but do you feel better for just sharing it on the Hump Day Hump Line?
Oh gosh, it's just a weight lifted off my shoulders.
That's what we're here
exactly.
for. Another satisfied customer. Thank you, Charlotte. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Things are going to get a little bit saucy.
Chelsea, it's a little bit early for all that kind of talk, my dear. But, well, I suppose if you're going there, we might as well go there properly.
Heinz is getting saucy.
Okay, no, I don't like it.
No?
Sorry, no. Heinz. Okay, that Heinz. Kind of sauce. Okay,
that
fine.
That kind of sauce.
Back on safe ground.
Yeah, they're launching a sauce machine. Get this. It's called the Remix. And there's going to be up to 200 sauce combinations. And there's a method to the madness here, right? So you know how normally you've got like in some like fast food restaurants, you've got like a little pump and it'll pump out ketchup into a pot or mustard in a pot or whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they're creating a machine that does that for you. But what you do is first off, you choose a base, which could be like ranch, barbecue, ketchup.
Yeah.
And then you personalise it with an enhancer. And this could be like a jalapeno, chipotle, go wild and do a mango. And you can mix and match. And I've done the hard work for them because I've come up with some new sauce names. Watch out, you'll be seeing these on the shelves near you.
Right, okay.
So you've got ketchupino, which is ketchup and jalapeno.
Yep.
Ranchango, ranch and mango. Or personal favourite, buffercue. Barbecue and buffalo. Dip your chips in that.
You're going to be so rich.
Look at me, I'm an entrepreneur.
KM FM. The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
We opened up the Hump Day Hump Lines. We've inundated with people who've got the hump and just want to share it with us, try and get it out of their system. Some people trying to get practical as well. Hello to John, who's been in touch this morning. Gary and Chelsea, my hump is that I went online today to pay for a dart charge for my taxi, and I find that the dart charge has gone up £3 now. It's gone up to £3 per crossing.
Outrageous.
So my question is, could you have a whip round, please, amongst your listeners for the extra 50p, or do I need to set up a GoFundMe page? well, we'll look into that. Maybe we can do a fun run for you.
Yeah.
Let's do a fun run. We'll get sponsored.
Yeah, how far should we run?
Like, I reckon round the car park. We should do 50p, shouldn't it?
50p a run?
25p each?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you got cash on you?
If anyone wants to sponsor us for a fun run, 25p each, and then we'll give the money to John so that he can get to Essex. And, you know, once he gets to Essex, well, that serves him right.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
Some surprising news about Stephen Mulhern, who you might have seen on Celebrity Catchphrase.
Oh, yeah, love him on that.
Saturday Night Takeaway, to name a few. He refuses to show his feet in public.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's not because he's got, like, hairy toes.
No.
Or maybe, like, a long second toe.
Well, yeah, that's a thing.
That's quite popular. It's because he thinks they look like Monster Munch.
Well, the crisps.
Every time he opens a packet of crisps, he's like, it just triggers me. Reminds me of my feet.
Wow.
Monster Munch tootsies.
Monster Munch toes. I wonder if they taste. I reckon they tasted the pickled onions ones.
Yeah, pickled onion ones. Well, it'd be a bit awkward if they're flaming hot.
Oh, it'd be awful, wouldn't it? That's athlete's foot. They go flaming hot. Wow, I am really not going to have my snack now. Anyway, if you want to get in touch, then it's our new phone in. Tell us about your body parts that look like food. Lines are open.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Chelsea's had a bit of a life fail, a clothes washing disaster. Where you put some brown leather shorts in, unbeknowingly, with white stuff, everything's gone brown. Now, you described them as soil-coloured. So I just want to point out, if you were only half listening, she didn't soil the washing. It was soil colour.
Soil colour.
Strange use. I'd have just said brown, but that's what you said. So I just wanted to clear that up, first of all. I wanted to clear up your soiling. But also, Vanessa in Folkestone, because I've done that loads of times, Chelsea, don't worry about it.
Oh, thanks, Vanessa.
Fill a sink with boiling hot water and bleach and leave it to soak.
Okay, I'm right. This is Thursday's task underway then.
Okay, well, can I just have a word of warning about bleach?
Okay.
So, I had some jeans.
Yeah.
And it was the rage to have some white bits on your jeans.
Yeah.
Mum said, don't worry, we'll make them. We'll make those jeans you don't want to wear anymore to have white bits on them. Put them in some bleach.
I didn't know you could do that.
So, you knot the jeans up, you tie them in knots, and you chuck them in bleach.
Like tie-dye.
Yeah, like that. But especially watered down bleach, that's the key.
Oh, no.
It was not. It was not watered down. So,
what colour did they end up?
They went white in bits, but too much bits. It was just crazy. So I said, don't worry, what we'll do, we'll bleach them again, unknotted, they'll all go white, and you'll have white jeans. What could go wrong?
Oh, no.
Two lots of neat bleach, strangely, starting to have a bit of effect on the material. And as you pulled your jeans on, the bottom perforated and fell apart. Don't worry!
No more don't worries, I'm worrying.
We'll turn them into shorts.
No more bleach.
Shorts on. Guss it out. Louise has been in touch.
Oh no.
I was reading in bed on my Kindle. Next day I thought, oh, I must put my bedding in the wash. Not the Kindle. Had a good old rinsing.
No! Tracy, you've lost the library.
Tracy said, as a favour, I thought I'd do my lodger's washing. Wasn't really paying attention. I put a dishwasher tablet in with his clothes. They came out chalky and grey. Katie, I've gone better than a Kindle. I've put not one, but two mobile phones in the washing machine.
Tina in Herne Bay turned her husband's favourite joggers a very pink colour, but he refuses to throw them away and keeps wearing them. She said, I think he's doing it to wind me up.
Oh, see, if he'd have gone, oh, no, I'm never wearing them again, Tina would have the hump. He's wearing them, Tina's got the hump.
You can't win either way, guys.
No, we really can't.
John washed his clothes, hung them up on the line, and then seagulls pooped all over them.
Seagulls.
Can't
stop it
control
now.
Them. Carol in Sandgate thought it'd be kind to wash her hubby's trainers. Stupidly thought the hotter the wash, the cleaner the trainers. All he's got is soles now.
They're DIY flip-flops.
And Jess in Tunbridge was washing her daughter's school uniform for her very first day of primary school. Got it all out. Everything was pink. Fun first day.
My wife has just texted. She's heard us talking about this. Are you going to tell them about my scarf?
Oh, no.
So she was given this gift of a scarf. It was quite, it was really expensive.
Yeah.
And it was quite posh. And I don't know what it was made of.
Something. It was so soft.
It was soft. It was floral. It was beautiful, gorgeous thing. Yeah, I put it in the wash.
No.
Yeah.
Gary.
It came out like a Dolly's blanket. It was about that big. And, you know, manfully, or womanfully rather, she tried to get it back into shape. So she was running underwater trying to pull it, you know, stretch it back out again. I mean, it was a tenth of the size. It was never going to happen.
It'd be a little, like, napkin.
And I had my daughters running out to me out of the bathroom where my wife was trying to, you know,
stretch
wash it
out.
Why'd you make mummy cry?
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
It's whack a doodle time. It's a trend on TikTok.
Oh, of course.
I was going to be like, oh, I read it in an article somewhere just to like make myself seem a bit more.
Yeah. Well, no one's going to buy that.
But I was like, no, it was on TikTok. I fell into a hole, found this, and now I can't stop saying it. And it's from a woman called Lisa Rinna from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Uh-huh. And she says it every time she does something goofy or unhinged.
Whack-a-doodle time.
And she's like, it's whack-a-doodle time. It's whack-a-doodle time.
Oh, she does it like that, does
yeah.
she?
Yeah. And then, so whenever you do anything a bit chaotic or unhinged, it's whack-a-doodle time.
Give me an example. I'm trying to think what's chaotic or unhinged enough.
Unhinged enough.
For a regular person. Or would we not use whack-a-doodle time? Is it only those crazy real housewife people?
No, I feel like it could be anything. It could be like, you know, when you're driving on like really low fuel, it's on red. You're just ticking along.
Yeah.
Swack-a-doodle time.
Swack-a-doodle time.
How far can we go before I break down? Oh, whack-a-doodle time.
Yep.
Or like in my case, you message your ex on a weekend. Swack-a-doodle time.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
I'm an adopted Gen Zer sometimes. I bridge the gap between Gen Z and millennial, and it's come out that Gen Zers, so that's people from 1997 to 2012,
mm-hmm.
are taking on pets rather than getting married or having kids.
Hang on, 2012.
Yeah.
So that would make someone who was born in 2012 how old now?
They would be 11.
11.
And then 1997, they'd be like 25.
Okay, so 11-year-olds are not getting married so much now. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, no, they're more interested in dogs.
Yeah, that's good. The old 11-year-olds used to get married a lot. Now the dogs are coming with generation. It's totally changed. Wow. Good research there by those guys.
Where I was going with it
yes.
is I'm like in my late 20s.
Right.
And all my friends have got baby names in their phones, like lists of like potential baby names.
Right.
Not me. I've got a dog names list.
Oh. That is interesting.
So I'm part of this clan.
I mean, are you laughing in like, isn't that funny? Or is that a tragic laugh? I can't quite tell from the...
I don't think I quite know either.
No. That was tragic, that one.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I went to my friend's barbecue on the weekend. Now, she's an actual adult. Like, she makes homemade couscous with pomegranates in.
Homemade couscous?
Yeah, like none of the packet stuff. You just put water in. She does it herself.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Has like sauces for things.
Oh,
like
sauces.
Little pots to put things
pots!
In.
Like, what's wrong with people nowadays?
Honestly, she's just so good at being an adult.
Mm.
And she was all ready to go with the barbecue. I was helping her set up. And her boyfriend's there heating up the barbie, ready to go.
Yeah.
She goes to get all the like buns and she's gone all out. She's got the brioche. Buns, you know, there's like ones that got the nice little sheen on them.
Was this a garden party with the royal family?
Honestly,
brioche
gone
buns?
All out. Look, I've got friends in the right places.
Sure have.
She goes to get these brioche buns out for everybody's burgers, and in every single one, there is a toddler teeth mark where her little boy had gone through, wanted a snacky snack, and bit into every single
yes!
brioche bun. So there's just like a little nibble out of every single.
Excellent.
It's like he was working his way through the bread like, no, that was not quite doughy enough.
No.
No.
No, a bit too brioche-y. Oh, I hanker for sesame seeds. No, just plain bap. Oh, bless. So did you go bunless or did you just go, wow?
We just ate the bottom of the buns, so we didn't get the dome bit because it was the top bit he liked.
Oh, it's an open sandwich.
So it was just bottom buns.
Oh, that is excellent. And I just Sarah Lou sent us a picture. Just, it's like, it should kind of have this kind of music actually behind it. Hang on, let's see, what have we got here? Yeah, it should have this kind of music, this picture. Because it's a picture of them at their barbecue. And it's shot from a little way away. You can see the house, the roof on the roof, a seagull looking menacingly down.
He's eyeing up. Eyeing up its prey.
Donna in Ramsgate can go one better though. A seagull came down to their barbecue and had the audacity to steal a half-cooked chicken off of the Barbie. Wow.
A whole half.
A whole half.
Blimey.
It was a half wholly cooked.
Wholly
not
cooked.
A whole half-cooked.
So
just
many
to
holes.
Clarify.
Claire in Queenborough moved into the first house with her hubby.
Do I need this music still, by the way?
No. It's not as menacing anymore.
Okay, good.
And they wanted a barbecue.
Yeah.
But there was only disposable ones. So they were like, we'll just get one of those, be all good.
Yep.
She goes up, like, tootering around. Next thing you know, this looks out the window. There's thick, black smoke coming from the garden.
Goes
out to douse whatever was burning. Her hubby had left the cardboard in the base of the barbecue, which has set fire. So the barbecue was just, like, up in flames. And she was like, typical man, ignore the instructions to remove cardboard before use. Needless to say, a Chinese was ordered that night.
Paula in Paddock Wood has been in touch to say, get a hawk. Huh? She says, one time, a few years ago, I was in Hastings. That's Sussex, I believe. It's way, way, way. And everyone was having fish and chips on the front. No seagulls. Because someone had come with a hawk that they'd hired. They hired a hawk. And that had scared the seagulls away. So next time you go to a barbecue...
Hire a hawk.
It's the obvious thing to do. Hiya. Have you brought a bottle? We'll put it on the table. No, but we've got... We've got Hawkey.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea. This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.
Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.